correction, that was Logan Monroe there catching that pass for Oneata. So this will be a first and 10 now for the Jackets. 10:55 to go in the third as they march up the field going right to left. They are at their own 35-yard line. They want to throw again on first down. They go to Naziza, far side. Cuts back up to the 40, 45. Good for a first down. Spin move to the 50. Still on his feet. A double spin move before BG's able to wrap him up. But he's going to lunge his way forward out to the 47. And a nice catch there and a little run after for Naziza.
A quick wide receiver screen to the right. He had three white jerseys blocking in front of him. Perfect example of how to run that wide receiver screen to the right. Quick pass, get the guys out in front, get down the field 15, 20 yards.
10.5 to go, third quarter. Oneata leading 14-6, and they're starting to get some momentum on this drive as they are right at midfield, just inside BG territory at the 48-yard line. And good to see the senior QB, Jared Card, back in there for Oneata. He's got two wide receivers split to the right, two to the left. Oneata throwing a little bit more here to start this second half. Here's the snap and the shotgun. Card drops back, wants to look over the middle. He's got a receiver, and it's complete to Brakey at the 35. BG trying to rip that ball out of there, and that's where he'll be brought down. But a nice throw and catch, and Aiden Brakey moves the chains again for OHS.
That was a bullet that he threw coming across the middle, 15-yard gain or so. He just reached back and fired that ball on a line. Beautiful throw.
9:50 to go, third quarter. Oneata on the march with a 14-6 lead. Bainbridge started the second half with the ball on a great kickoff return, but then an interception has given Oneata the ball back, and they're trying to make the most of it here as they have the ball in BG territory at the 35-yard line. They have a man in motion here on first down. They're going to sweep it again to that right side, and they'll cut back to the 30-25, first down to the 20 on the sideline on the far side to the 15 to the 10, brought down is Logan Monroe. He made the most out of that sweep there for the Jackets.
They just keep getting sealed on these ends, so these defensive ends are doing the best that they can, but when they're getting a crackback block coming back at you from your blind side, which is perfectly legal to do as long as you're within a couple of yards, they're okay, but it's just so hard to defend when you've got a guy in front of you that you're trying to get rid of, and you've got somebody else on your back shoulder.
9:15 to go in the third. The 14-6 lead here for Oneata on the road in Bainbridge tonight, taking on the BG Bobcats. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Ed Curley here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU. This is going to be a first down and goal to goal for the Jackets as they're trying to punch one in here early in the third quarter. They go right to left. They have a man in motion from right to left. Play kind of breaking down, but it was a handoff and in for the touchdown here for Oneata. And a well-done play there. We'll see who the ball carrier was for the Jackets. Either way, they get a touchdown with 8:44 to go in the third, and 20-6 is now the score.
A very fast counter play through the A-gap, right up the middle, right through the interior line of the BG Bobcats defense. Kind of surprising. They're pretty tough in the middle, but they just found a hole, and now we have the one-point kick from our left-footed kicker coming up.
8:44 to go in the third, and we'll see if this extra point is good. It was wide to the right last time. Hold is good. Kick is up, and it hits the upright and will be no good. So our score is 20-6 with 8:44 to go in this third quarter. Oneata leading BG. We'll see if the Bobcats can answer when we come back on WCDO.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. 8:44 to go in this third quarter. We'll try to get a check on who scored that touchdown in the scrum there for OHS. Our score is now Oneata 20 and BG 6. BG's going to get the ball back. And this one will be kicked right up the middle. We're told that that touchdown was by Goodhue, which would be his second of the evening here. BG on the return. This time they'll get out to about the 25-yard line. And that's where BG will be brought down and where the Bobcats will start this drive going left to right.
So I remember four kickoffs for Oneana. All four of them in exactly, well, pretty much exactly the same spot. That third one was a little bit long. But that one, this last one, bounced right over Ives' head. So it's four kicks, essentially the same exact thing. Squib kick, Oneana believes the same thing that some of these other coaches believe, that let's do the squib kick. That's our highest probability of success.
8:05 to go in the third. It's 20-6. And Oneonta is on top of BG. Let's see what the Bobcats can do. They'll hand off. And going to the left side is Garrett Ives. And he has nowhere to go. Brought down on the play by the OHS defense.
What do you think the conditioning of these guys? How well do you think? I mean, what has it been going? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? They were playing. Some of them were probably playing basketball or something before this. But, you know, we're halfway through the third quarter, just about, and I got to be getting tired, aren't I?
I know that was a big concern coming into the season. Yes, they had the basketball season before this, but before that, when you had had, 9 months or so, maybe a little bit longer.
Bonbons and the Lazy Boys.
Right. It was really up to you as an individual what you wanted to go out and do. So, and then you get thrown into a situation like this, it's going to show what you did during that downtime, that's for sure. Little QB keeper to the outside, nowhere to go for the BG QB. Ethan Beams brought down again, maybe a gain of one on the play. We do have an injured yellow jacket here after the tackle.
High snap to the right. He was lucky to field it. It wasn't that far high or that, you know, far out of his reach, but obviously still within his reach because he did grab it and pull it in. But really for a minimal gain, and now we have an official timeout as we have an injured Oneana player on the field.
So we'll take a quick break here for this injury timeout. 7:06 to go in the third quarter. Our score is Oneonta 20 and BG 6 here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Apply now for your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Why? Because from February 1st to April 30th, 2021, you'll get an extra low interest rate of either 5.9% APR or 7.9% APR. These rates will apply on all new purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers. With no balance transfer fees, you can pay off those high interest credit cards and save money or pay your taxes. Don't miss this opportunity and these exceptional low rates on your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard. And if you don't have one, apply today at Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more at Shandello.org.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
7:05 to go in the third quarter. Nate Lull and Ed Curley with you tonight. Tuesday night high school football on WCDO. Our score is Oneonta 20 and BG 6 after the injury timeout. It will be the Bobcats at the 30-yard line on about a third down and 12 or 13 to go. And BG's kind of tucked into their own end here. They've got to try to find a way to get something going.
You know, I stand here and I look at these teams and think over the years that both of these teams have had some pretty good athletes throughout the years. Of course, you've got Mark May that came out of Oneonta, and as we take a handoff up the A-gap here for a gain of a couple. And then we've got, I can't remember, what was the guy's name that played for BG, went to University of Rhode Island? Willie McGinnis. So, you know, we've had some good athletes from both of these schools, And then we had Clay Bellinger that played baseball. I think he was on the Yankees for a World Series trip. So there, you know, there's some, and I'm sure there are plenty more on the Nate Lowell podcast. Yeah. What number are we up to now? 110?
We are on 115. I'll have 116 tomorrow.
And what number is actually Nate Lowell?
None yet.
Why not?
We're still working on it.
I think that we should. Well, after this play, we'll call it.
And this is going to be a sack as the BG had nowhere to go here on this fourth down, and Beams had to go in the wrong direction as Oneana was chasing him down. And so a turnover on downs here for the BG Bobcats.
So I think we should have a write-in on Twitter for Nate Lull to be interviewed by someone. Doesn't matter. You can pick whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
It could be five people.
That's true.
I think it would be so interesting because I'm sure that you don't share anything when you're on the radio with anyone about your personal life at all.
Not a whole bunch. I've had a couple episodes where we would talk a little bit. I'd get into a little something, but you're right.
And how many times have you mentioned your beloved Amanda? Not enough.
Boy, not enough. I guess there's that. The correct answer to that is never enough.
That is the correct answer. Yes, sir.
So 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and that was a holding against Oneonta. And so this is going to come back, so BG's going to have another crack at it here.
So about fourth and four, do we go for it? Do we kick it? We're less than 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. We're down 20-6.
It looks like they're going to kick this one away here, once again with Ethan Gregory. Waiting for the snap. Oh, now they're going to have a little fake here. They'll try to run to the outside, cutting back, spin move, and they are going to come up a little bit short here, it looks like, with 5.5 to go in this third quarter.
So good news, bad news. The good news is they're 20 yards further up the field than they were prior to the penalty. Bad news is they're short of the first down.
Well, they had flipped it over so
they
had flipped it over so it was a first down, but they were still kind of lined up in that punt formation there, so that's why I was a little confused.
But now the white hat is pointing first down for Oneonta.
Right. They had just flipped the chains might have gotten messed up there. Either that, I mean, most times the radio guys are wrong, so we'll see what happens here, but 5.5 to go in the third. Our score is 20-6. Oneonta on top of BG.
So they don't even know. Now they're having a conference, and now they have finally signaled first down Oneonta.
And so Coach Lormer not pleased here, and he wants to go over and have a word with the official. BG looked like they were going to punt and that they were running to the outside there. But again, now it looks like Oneonta is going to have the ball here, but Coach Lormer wants an explanation. I'm not sure who was wrong, whether it was the officials or whether it was the chain gang or what exactly the issue was there.
I didn't see who changed it on the far side, but I thought when BG snapped the ball, perhaps right before, it was fourth and about four.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time I looked over, it's first and 10, and like, what just happened?
Right.
So, as we said earlier, this is early in the season for the officials, too. And of course, the folks on the chains on the far side are volunteers, and it's probably their first game as well. So, you know, we'll get it sorted out here and see what happens.
I'm just wondering if there was some confusion after that play where there was the penalty and the quarterback there, Beams, went back, got sacked. If somewhere in there, when the ball got moved, the chain gang put something over on the far side. So either way, when it all works out at the end of the day, Oneonta is going to have the ball, it looks like, here at the BG 33-yard line. Coach Lormer still looking for an explanation from the officials, though, as BG trails 20-6 with 5.5 to go.
So the question is, was the penalty enough yardage to give BG the first down, or was it still fourth down and they came up short?
Right, that's a very good question at the moment. And so they're still trying to figure this out.
Now they're calling it fourth down again.
So it looks like BG...
BG gets two fourth downs.
Yeah, BG's going to get another crack at this here on fourth down. And what do you think? I would say about fourth and four, like you
fourth
were saying.
Fourth and four, yep. So we're going to pretend that that last fourth and four, which looked like it was first and ten, never happened.
I mean, kudos to BG for arguing this out here for their point, because this is a big pivotal play in the game here, honestly, with 5.5 to go in the third. If you could convert here, keep this going, and not give Oneonta this great field position, kind of deep in your own end, this would be a big play if BG gets another crack at this fourth down.
BG coach is still questioning the decision. Not exactly. I'm not sure that the officials know exactly what they're going to do. It looks like Oneonta is going to be on defense.
And we'll see if BG is going to line up in another punt formation, if they're going to try to go for it. There is,
yeah, they've got the punter back there.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of confusion on both sides right now.
Even the cheerleaders are sitting down. Yeah. Thinking, what is going on?
5.5 to go in the third. Again, our score is 20-6. This is quite a long delay here. And we'll see what actually ends up happening here for BG.
Still talking with the coaches. I don't know.
This is where we need to call in one of our rules experts, you know.
Right.
You know, hey, we're going to go to New York here for the official rule making. So. But in this case, I don't know if anybody would know. This has definitely gotten complicated very fast. I'm interested because only BG has been talking to the officials. The Oneonta side seems very content either way.
So BG breaks the huddle. Looks like they're on offense.
BG has come up to the line and gone back to the huddle several times as the officials, again, congregating together, looking to talk this out. Now they're going to move the ball about a yard back. So I would say it's about a fourth and five now.
Wow. Well, my feet are starting to hurt. We've been standing for a while.
And finally, it looks like, okay, so BG is going to get a fourth and five here, and they are going to go for it on offense. They are not in the punt formation. So after that all works out, they're going to go for it on fourth down. They're going to throw over the middle, and it is incomplete. And so Oneonta is going to have a chance here on offense, on the turnover on downs. They're going to pick it up at about the BG 34. So after all that, they'll get it back.
I like the play call. Fourth and five. It was a long five, too. Might have been fourth and six. And we're just going to do a quick down and in, a five-yard in. It was a good route, a good pass, but it was better. The defense was better, and he just knocked the ball away. And, you know, it is what it is at this point. We're trying to make things as simple as possible. Let's do the little things, and let's get a few completions and work our way down the field. Let's get that first down. Didn't happen.
So Oneonta trying to add to their lead. They lead 20-6. They have great field position. They're going to hand it off. Jackets running to the outside, breaking a tackle here for Oneonta, and they'll get down to about the 20-yard line here for the Yellow Jackets with 5:15 to go in this third quarter.
Yeah, I got to think that everybody's getting a little tired here. There were some missed tackles there. There were some broken tackles there, and we have an injured Bobcat on the field.
And so we're going to have a injury timeout here with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is 20-6, Oneonta leading BG. We'll be back in just a few moments on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
After the injury timeout, a handoff for Oneonta, and BG had Naziza wrapped up in the backfield. He was able to break a tackle and pick up about 5 yards on that left wing side. With 4.5 to go in the third quarter, Oneonta leads BG 20-6.
Second and about three. We've got two defenders in the backfield. Both had him almost wrapped up. He did a little maneuver left and a little bit of maneuver to the right. And I've had too much iced tea. And he wiggled right out of there and had a pretty substantial gain.
About a second down and four to go. The ball at the 15-yard line now for OHS. Here's the snap. They're going to throw over the middle. Almost picked off there by BG. A little miscommunication there on the Oneonta offense as Card, the quarterback, was looking for Aiden Brakey, but he never turned around on the route.
Almost hit him in the back of the helmet. The Bobcat defensive back was in a better position to catch the ball than Oneonta was, actually.
4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Oneonta knocking on the door here once again and trying to extend their lead as they lead 20-6 here on some Tuesday night football on WCDO. We're glad to have you along, and hopefully you're listening as well on WCDOsports.com for all you folks that live out of the area. A nice chance to listen into some high school football here tonight on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. A handoff now for OHS to the outside. And inside the 5-yard line before the Jackets are brought down by the BG defense, with 3:50 to go in the third, the Jackets knocking on the door once again.
So they're still continuing to go outside. In the first quarter, they tried to run up the middle, got nowhere, got very little yardage. So now we're looking at the Yellow Jackets. Remember, the first three or four plays are sweep right, sweep left, sweep right. Big yardage on those three plays. They went 40, 50 yards in the first three plays of the game. And they've stuck to that pretty much ever since. They've tried running up that A-gap, limited success.
And so here is Oneonta on a first and goal to go. They want to throw over the middle. The pass is incomplete off the intended receiver's hands as they were looking for Aiden Brakey in the back of the end zone.
And some great pressure. We had a blitzing defensive back, hit the quarterback exactly as he was letting go, probably affected his throw a little bit. Incomplete pass, so brings up still second down.
3:25 to go in the third. Oneonta leading BG 20-6. And the Jackets trying to build this lead up. BG trying to hold on. They've had a couple of nice stops deep in their own end here tonight. They would need one here. They want to try to keep this within striking distance late in this third quarter.
And BG still in a four-man front.
So here is Oneonta on a second down and goal to go, about second and six to go. Drop back pass. They're going to throw over the middle. Almost intercepted here by BG, right through the hands there of Trevor Ross, but that was a bullet. Would have been hard to hold on to.
In exactly the right position. Hit him right in the shoulder. Bounced off the shoulder. You know, we talk about being in the right place at the right time. It's more about being in the right place all of the time. And as we talked about earlier, do your job. Do exactly what you're supposed to do. If my job is to cover the flat, then I need to cover the flat. I can't worry about the halfback behind me. Has he got the third of the field behind me? What's going on in front of me? Do your job. He did exactly that. The ball was thrown right to him, right off his shoulder.
Here is Oneonta on a key third down. Deep in the red zone. They're going to try to sweep. No, they're going to fake in, try to run up the middle, bouncing to the outside. They're not going to get in. Very close, a pickup of a couple of yards, but this is going to be a fourth down and goal to go. I would say about a fourth and maybe four to go here for OHS.
So we faked to the halfback on the right side running left, gave it to the halfback on the left side running to the right. He ran up the A-gap, then bounced it to the outside. Got a gain of a couple, brings up fourth down.
So 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Oneonta football leading BG 20-6 here in Bainbridge tonight. It's Nate Lull and Ed Curley with you. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. As always, a big thank you to Jim. And here we go, a fourth down for Oneonta. Can the Bobcats hold? They did early in the first quarter in a similar situation. Can they do it again? Waiting for the snap. OHS is in the shotgun. They throw to the outside. Pass is complete. Looking for some daylight and in for the Oneonta touchdown. Here for the Jackets is number 25, Logan Monroe.
It's that wide receiver screen. Last time they ran it to the other side, they ran it to the right. Just a quick pass to the wide out wide receiver. Two or three guys in front. Pretty simple play, and that's what we've been talking about. Let's do a few little things. Let's build up our confidence. Let's make some completions. Let's get a first down. And in this case, let's get a touchdown.
So a fourth down conversion there for the Jackets. They'll be going for the extra point here once again. Snap is good. Hold is good. The kick is up. And this one will be good.
Good.
The left-handed kicker gets this one to go up through. That's Brandon Brent. He'd come very close on the other two and finds a way to get it through here. So with 2:24 to go in the third, OHS leads BG 27-6. We'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:24 to go here in this third quarter. Oneonta, after that touchdown, leading 27-6 on the road here at Bainbridge. A pretty long third quarter here. Still a little bit more to go. A squib kick is going to be fielded by BG. And they'll try to pick one up, and actually it's just going to be down at about the 18-yard line. So that's where the Bobcats will take over going left to right here deep in this third quarter.
So if we're the coach, if we're one of the coaches, if we're the offensive coordinator for the Bobcats, what do we do here?
Boy, it's a tough situation. You're down here. Do you have to start to take some chances with 2:20 to go in the third quarter?
I'd like to do just a five-yard in, five-yard out. Let's just throw some short little passes, high percentage, high probability. Let's see what happens.
So here we go with 2:22 to go in this third quarter. We'll see if BG decides to go to the air. They're going to try to run up the middle again with Garrett Ives. And OHS has just really sealed up that interior game. Breaking through to make the tackle there for OHS was Liam Marmot.
So early in the game, in the first half, that was the bread and butter for the Bobcats, right up the middle, right up the A-gap. That time we had blitzing inside linebackers that filled that gap and made the tackle.
Yeah, that inside game has kind of evaporated a little bit here for BG. So we'll see what else they have in their bag of tricks. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. They have Stevens in motion. And they're going to go on a little QB keeper, but Oneonta, again, just bringing the house on the pressure, and they'll bring down the QB beams in the backfield.
So, you know, as we look at the teams out here, we can look at the sideline, and we see five Bobcats on the sideline, and maybe on the other side, maybe 8 or 10. It's tough to field a team when you've got 16, 20 players, you know, on a team. You can't. How do you even practice? How can you run 11 on 11? You've got to run 7 on 7 or you know, something like that during practice. So it makes it tough, and you don't have a whole lot to choose from. So the good news, bad news is you don't have a whole lot to choose from, so all the parents are happy because everybody gets to play.
55 seconds to go in the third quarter, and boy, we are seeing some low numbers across the area. I mean, we're seeing Green and Unitigo join the eight-man ranks this year. So here is a quarterback keeper again on a third and long, and Ethan Beams, as the pocket started to collapse, had to get out of there. Pickup of a couple, but it's going to be fourth down and long here for BG with the clock moving down to 35 seconds to go in the third.
So who else do we have? We've got Oxford, UV.
Unitigo and Green are kind of the four eight-man teams in our area. But eight-man this year, this spring, has turned into the largest division that we have in Section 4. I believe there's 11 or maybe 12 teams playing eight-man right now.
So when we go back to fall ball, do you think they'll stay at 8 or will they go to 11?
When I talk to Coach McCroney for Unitigo, we did their game on Saturday. The clock is going to run out here for the third quarter, and we can keep it right here in between quarters. I said, so is this just a move you had to do because of the shortened season? He goes, I think it's going to be this way for the foreseeable future, at least on the Unitigo side. Couple of grades of low numbers, especially on the boys' side. He said one of their classes only had 15 or 16 boys in that class. And he goes, it's just hard. You got soccer, you have other offerings. So for now, the eight-man game is the way to go for them.
Yeah, the numbers, they just aren't there. as you say, there are other sports, there are other activities, there are other things for all of these kids to do, number one. And number two, the class size, these sizes are getting, seem to be getting smaller and smaller and smaller every year. I know that in Sydney, however, I think it's the kindergarten class is one of their bigger classes, and they've got, I think, 90 kids coming in. And so I don't know if that's a trend or a fluke or what it is, but, you know, when you've only got a graduating class of 55 or 60 kids, it makes it tough when you've got, like you say, a soccer team to field and a football team to field, and I don't know when bowling is, you know, during this COVID, but we've got baseball, what, in 2 weeks? And so, you know, it just makes it really difficult, and it's kind of unfortunate that we can't field 11-man teams. But I don't know, maybe some of these schools will be merging in the next few years. But, you know, there's a lot of honor and pride and, you know, in the hometown school.
Here is BG looking to punt on fourth down, and the play collapses after a low snap. And they are going to sack the punter. And so Oneonta breaking through with some good pressure there was number 12, Jack Caruso. Another thing you look at, some of the teams that we have left for 11-man are Deposit Hancock, Harper's Elaft, and teams that are already merged to make those programs possible.
Well, but
so
even
will
like,
we see more?
Like Unitego Franklin.
Franklin, yeah.
I mean, so when they're down to 8-man.
They're
right?
Down to 8-man. And, so, you know, like Unitego's best running back is from Franklin, so... I mean, you take a couple of those kids away, and the situation can be even harder.
But what's the likelihood in 10, 15, 20 years that several of these schools are going to be merged anyway? Or you go to another state, you go to like Florida, and all of the schools are by county. So you know you don't have this issue where you have 50 and 60 kids in your senior class. You've got 500,
right? Here is the, we'll continue on that point in a minute. After the tackle on the punt, Oneonta with the ball. They're deep in BG territory. Now going left to right as we start this fourth quarter. A QB keeper here for, Jared Card, and he's inside the 10-yard line. So here's Oneonta once again knocking on the doorstep here. And, early in this fourth quarter, they're trying to just build this lead up as much as they can to make it pretty tough for BG to come back.
To BG's credit, Oneonta hasn't had any big plays. They haven't had any 80-yard scoring runs or passes. They really haven't marched the ball down the field. They haven't had any 70, 80-yard scoring drives. Oneonta, luckily on their part, seemed to always get the ball in good position on the Bobcat side of the field.
Here's a second and five, and OHS is going to hand off, and they'll be in for the touchdown here for the Yellow Jackets. Carter near. Slicing and dicing through the defense on that right side for an OHS touchdown.
So how many names can we call a team? OHS, Oneonta, Yellow Jackets, the team up 88, the team from the north.
Yep.
No, that's Michigan, I guess.
Right. I mean, I haven't gotten out to O-Town or anything O-Town. Like that yet, yeah. But yeah, Oneonta does seem to have a lot of names. But they are continuing to put points on the board here tonight. They're going to go for the extra point once again. They currently lead 33-6, waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. The left-footed kick is up, and this one is good. So with 11 minutes left in this ball game, OHS is in full control, 34-6. 34 unanswered points for Oneonta as they lead BG 34-6 here in Bainbridge. We'll be back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the Oneonta football team has a 34-6 lead over Bainbridge tonight here in BG. Remember that we'll be back on Thursday as well when Sydney hosts Walton at 7 p.m. So
We'll have BG getting the ball back here when Oneonta will be kicking off after that Carter Near five-yard touchdown run.
So under a normal circumstance, we'd probably be seeing the second team come in for Oneonta. I'm not sure they have a second team, right?
And I would say, just looking at some of the rosters I've seen, Oneonta has better numbers than a lot of the area teams right now on the 11-man side, at least the teams in our part of Section 4. So BG will field this one and look to get it back to the middle of the field to try to set up shop there. That's John Brady Sherman on the return. Gets it out to about the 20-yard line or so, maybe the 15.
As you said earlier, my son Parker coaches over in Walton, and I think that they've got some pretty good numbers.
They do.
I think they've got, you know, 25 or so on both modified and varsity. So, you know, and of course, you know, Walton's a football town, right? So not a surprise there.
When I had the Hoovers on the Nate Lowell podcast, they said they were very happy with the numbers that had come out this spring. I want to say they said it was between 25 and 30, which in today's football world can be an unheard of number at times.
Speaking of the Nate Lowell podcast, is your Twitter feed lighting up that Nate Lowell should be number 118?
I haven't looked quite yet. As here's Stevens on a handoff to the left wing side, good for about 4 yards here. Stevens out across the 20 to about the 23. I have had a lot of people bug me about that because I had kind of set it up that I would do it for episode 100, and then I kind of wimped out at the last minute there.
Yeah, I know. I was one of the ones that was pushing to have you do it. So if nothing else, okay, so let's go for maybe 125 or maybe 150.
150, yep.
150 gives you plenty of time to pick the perfect person to do the interview.
Here is BG on a second down and about 6 to go. Running out of the pocket, we are going to have a flag on the play here. As maybe did the officials think that play was dead before the QB, Ethan Beams, was able to bounce out of there?
I don't know. I don't see a flag. That might have been an inadvertent whistle.
That's all I heard was the whistle.
Beams, I think Beams was going for a touchdown.
He was to the outside. He had one man to beat. And, again, no flag on the play, but we did hear the whistle with 9:48 to go. Oneonta leading 34-6, but that could have been a little spark of life there for the Bobcats.
I think that was an inadvertent whistle. No
real explanation here.
And the down box hasn't moved either, so once again,
here we go. Well, we've seen some interesting things tonight here from the officiating crew.
You know, I don't know who that far side official is, but I can tell from his body language that I've seen him around for a long, long time. So you would think, although it's early in the season, as we said, so, you know, we're bound to make mistakes, but you would think that he would have pretty good control of those yardage markers.
So after all that, it is going to be a third down and about 1 to go. So, Ed, it almost seems like they gave him the yards where he was when they blew it dead. I mean, I don't exactly know how they
right,
did that.
So it was a fake to the fullback up the middle,
mm-hmm.
and apparently one of the officials thought the fullback had the ball, was tackled, and Beam still had the ball and was running around the left end.
So here we go on a third and one. BG's going to try to run it up the middle, and this time they are stopped, and it's going to be a fourth down here and maybe about a loss of one on the play with 8:55 to go fourth quarter. Oneonta leading BG 34-6.
So we haven't seen any hard counts yet, so maybe now would be a good time to do it. Would you say fourth and two, maybe?
Yeah, about a fourth and two. BG deep in their own end at about the 25. And they're going to have to go for it here. Just no choice at this point with 8:35 to go. 34 yeah. unanswered points here for Oneonta.
I think we go with a hard count and then, you know, maybe a quarterback sneak just to get this first down. But now we're going out of the shotgun, so
they're going to snap it. They're going to run to the outside here with Beams. He wants to throw on fourth down and off his intended receiver's hands for John Brady Sherman. Just couldn't haul it in, and a turnover on downs for Bainbridge.
I think that the receiver, Sherman, just pulled up short just for a second, did a little stutter step, and that was just enough to get him out of rhythm. I don't know. I would have tried to go with a hard count there, probably try to draw him off sides. If that didn't work, call a timeout, come up with another play. I mean, they only needed to get 2 yards. So
Sherman just couldn't quite haul that one in. 8:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 34-6, and Oneonta with really good field position here once again at the 25-yard line. And we'll see what the Jackets can do here late in this fourth quarter on the road.
And so, as I said during their last possession, Oneonta has been pretty lucky with their field position. Every time they get a hold of the ball, it seems like they're deep inside Bobcat territory.
Yeah, their last couple of drives have all been, starting somewhere around the 30, the 25, or even farther in. 7:45 to go here on a 1st and 10 for the Jackets. They'll look to hand it off, a sweep to the right side. They got some daylight to work with inside the 20 down to about the 15 here for OHS. I believe that was Louis Bonici on the carry there for OHS.
And we have two flags down right at the line of scrimmage. Not sure what the call is yet, but it looks like it's against Oneonta.
Make sure you stay tuned after we conclude tonight's game. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose during our post-game show here tonight. 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll have two awards for the winning team, one for tonight's losing team here on WCDL. So this is going to back OHS up to about the 30-yard line here.
Last play, Oneonta offensive line came up to the line of scrimmage, hands on their knees, never went down into a three-point stance. Ball was snapped. The entire line took a step to the right, turned their hips to the left, blocked everyone away from the play, which was coming to the right-hand side.
So here is OHS at the line, and this is Caden Halstead is back in a QB now for the Jackets. So about a 1st down and 15 to go. They're going to sprint to the outside. Some good moves here for OHS. They're going to pick up a 1st down and down to about the 12-yard line here. Nice run by the junior, number 12, Jack Caruso.
And so we're still running. The Bobcats are still running that 4-4, still four-man down, four defensive linemen down. It makes it so hard on that corner or that defensive back to come up and make contain, because as the Yellow Jackets come up and snap the ball, the defensive backs are actually backtracking 5 or 10 yards. And then the sweep comes to their side, so now they got to turn and come back up to the field and contain. It makes it a really difficult play.
6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. This will be a 1st and 10 here for the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. They're just inside the BG 15-yard line, and they lead 34-6. A couple of new faces out there. Caruso on that last run there for OHS. And a low snap here. They're going to hand it off to Bonici. Cuts back to the left side and drags his way forward across the 10 near the 5-yard line for the Jackets.
Good penetration by the Bobcats defensive line. Play was designed to go outside to the right. Good penetration made him go up inside the A-gap. Gain of a couple, but it wasn't a big sweep to the outside.
So here are the Jackets knocking on the door again, trying to put the icing on the cake here tonight. Of course, this would move Oneonta to 2-0 during our shortened season as they picked up a 21-0 victory over Walton back in their week one victory. BG's first game against Harper's Elathan, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly off the top of my head, was postponed. So this was their first game here tonight. And looks like they might fall to 0-1 with 5:45 to go in this fourth quarter. They'll be playing again this weekend. Both teams will be playing again this weekend. Here's a sweep to the outside for the Jackets. Cutting back. Jackets looking for pay dirt here, down and into the end zone. A touchdown for Oneonta with 5.5 to go here in this first quarter. That's TJ Hasbrook with the touchdown for Oneonta.
So limited success running up through the A-gap, up through the middle, up through the zero or the one hole. So what do? We go back to what worked in the very first series. We'll run sweeps to the outside. We'll try to seal that defensive end, try to get up the field with as many blockers in front of us as possible, and that's the most successful play that Oneonta's had today.
5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll try the extra point here as Oneonta leads 40-6. Waiting for the snap. It's high, but they'll get it down. The kick is a bullet, and it is waiting for the official signal. No good. So our score is Oneonta 40, BG 6. About 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in Bainbridge. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. with our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Starting to wrap this one up here in Bainbridge tonight, 5.5 minutes to go, and it's Oneonta leading BG 40-6 here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Ed Curley tonight. Ed doing me a solid coming in here for color commentating tonight here on CDO.
So I get a text at 3:30 as the kickoff is a squib kick and BG downs it at about the 15 yard line. I get a text at 3:30. So what are you doing later? Like, well, I'm gonna go paddle and then I'm gonna lift at 7. And why? What do you need, Nate? Well, I've had 7 guys already turn me down to do the color commentary, and I'm really in a bind and I'm really desperate. Can you do it for me? Like, well, I haven't done it in 30 years, but
I thought I worded it nicer.
If I'm the 7th or 8th choice, I guess you can't expect too much, right? So,
well, this was, you know, they added this game on a Tuesday. Normally I would have Tim Cutting here, and he was unable to make it. And as my week went along from the weekend on, as here's BG handing off on first down, nowhere to go to the outside here as they try to run up that right wing side, snuffed out by that OHS defense. I would have someone say yes, and then something would happen along the way, including whoever I was going to have today, was unable to make it at about 3 o'clock. So,
the truth is, I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for Amanda.
That's right. I know she's probably still listening at home.
Well, you know, I have one fan, and it's Amanda, and I appreciate that. So, I don't want you to go home after 3 hours of talking for, you know, all by yourself on the radio and not give her the attention that she deserves.
Well, you know, if it was just me, she would have turned it off by now, but... You're on with me, so she's probably been a soldier tonight to listen in here for the full contest. But here is a good run by BG, Michael Stevens, lowering the shoulder and scrapping his way out across the 25 to about the 27. With 4:15 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's Oneonta leading BG 40-6.
That was one of the better runs of the night. He stopped at the line of scrimmage, kept driving his feet, kind of like Ives did earlier in the game. Remember, he was right in front of us here at midfield, got stopped, kept driving his feet, driving, and the same here on this play, got stopped, drive, keep those feet moving, and picked up 5 or 6 on the play.
So here is BG on a third down and about 2 to go. They are at the 27-yard line in their own end of the field, going right to left, trying to convert this third down. Here on a third and about 2 or 3 to go, Stevens is in motion from left to right. They're going to look to throw over the middle. This one is incomplete as they were looking for John Brady Sherman there. Fourth down coming for BG.
I like that play. Third and 3, third and a long 2. Let's do a little easy down and in. Let's throw an easy pass. Let's try to get a completion. Close. I mean, it was incomplete, but I like the idea. I like the play call.
3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. John Brady Sherman down for a minute there. Looked like he maybe had a quick leg cramp, was able to get off the field. And so this will be a fourth down and about 2 to go here for BG. Again, pinned in their own end at about the 25-yard line. Let's see what they can do. Waiting for the play from the sideline. Here's the clock continues to move down to 3:10 left. And looks like they're going to be punting this one away. And so Aiden Brakey will be heading back for Oneonta to receive the punt. Snap is low, and they're going to barely get this one off. It's going to just somehow get back to the line of scrimmage here. It actually went to a BG player who was immediately tackled. That was a wacky sequence.
So it was a low snap. The punter fielded the ball. He punted the ball. I don't believe that it got back to the line of scrimmage. A Bobcat player caught the ball. I think that he could run. Can't he run?
I think so.
He was behind the line of scrimmage.
No.
Right?
We're getting some head shakes here.
No, I don't know.
But, yeah, either way, Oneonta was right there to wrap him up.
It was a weird play.
With the room that he had, I don't even know how Gregory was able to punt that ball. 2:45 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Oneonta for perhaps their last possession
of the night here as they lead BG 40-6.
I see some Bobcats asking to come out of the game, but unfortunately there really isn't, you know, that many players to go in.
Waiting for the snap here for OHS, and they're going to hand off to the left side. Nowhere to go here as Stevens was in on the tackle there for BG.
Good defense. You can hand it to the Bobcats. You know, they're still playing hard. They still have a lot of pride. Let's not let this score get up to 46, 47, 48. Let's hold them here. Do the best that we can.
2 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. BG will be right back in action. Both these teams will be. Later in the week, both teams will be playing again on Saturday. BG will be hosting Norwich here at 1:30 on Saturday, whereas it'll be Delhi at Oneonta at 1:30 on Saturday. That could be a great game. Delhi with a lot of offensive weapons, a lot of speed, and they have a big ability to put up some points, so that could be a great game on Saturday between the Jackets and the Bulldogs. So this will be Oneonta handing it off up the middle, and a good run here for Carter Neer across the 20 to about the 15-yard line with a minute 25 to go.
So what does your practice week look like when you play a game on Tuesday and then 5 days later you need to play again? Typically, you know, you might have a day off because you've got some bumps and bruises. You need to take care of them. You need to get iced a little bit. Then you go and watch some game film. You might go to the weight room on, you know, on the second day, third day, you put your uppers on and or, you know, get back out and do a little bit of contact. What do you do when you've only got 5 days? It's such a short week.
As this is 50 seconds to go here, this will be a third down for Oneonta. I don't know if many of these high school teams have been in this situation before, playing two games in 5 days. It's just such a unique situation. Oneonta tries to run the sweep, but it was snuffed out there by Parker Finch. Nice job to sweep in and make that tackle.
Great play. Great play, and like I said, these kids are still playing with a lot of heart. We're not giving up. 25 seconds left to go.
A fourth down here. Again, as Ed said, we're down to 20 seconds left. Not sure if Oneonta is going to try to run this last play or not. They're getting the play from the sideline as we're down to 15 seconds left. And it'll be a Oneonta victory here tonight. So down to 5 seconds left. Looks like they're just going to let this one go. They'll take a knee. And so that's going to be our final score, Oneonta defeating BG 40-6. Our post-game show is coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time inside the press box here in Bainbridge. Our final score tonight for Tuesday night football, the OHS Yellow Jackets defeating the BG Bobcats by a score of 40-6. And let's jump right into our three post-game awards to wrap up tonight's broadcast. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs
NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think I'll go with Mateo Goodhue tonight for Oneonta. Came up with those two touchdowns here. Oneonta really had the balance scoring tonight, but Goodhue did a really nice job in the backfield, and again, ends up with those two touchdowns here tonight. So we'll go with Mateo Goodhue from Oneonta for our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. I was thinking about going here with Parker Finch from BG on the defensive side of the ball, made some nice tackles, that one we saw right there at the end. I think between Ives and Finch, they both did a nice job here tonight trying to break through and make a bunch of those tackles. So I will go with Parker Finch tonight from BG for our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And finally, we'll have our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Want to go with Aiden Brakey from Oneonta for our All-Purpose Award here tonight. Did a really nice job just all over the field, special teams, defense, came up with a couple of big plays on offense as well. Just wanted to double-check my stats here. Yeah, he was really good on a couple of those two-point conversions as well. So Aiden Brakey with that breakaway speed, wearing number 10 tonight, he will be our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. So, Ed, I appreciate you coming in and joining me here tonight on the broadcast, a 40-6 contest, and maybe we'll have you back again sometime.
Well, don't count on that, but yeah. let me just say, what an honor, what a thrill to be standing next to Nate Lull during an entire football game. So thank you so much for asking me.
Well, thanks for coming again here tonight, and also a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll be back on the air on Thursday, a 7 o'clock kickoff between Sydney and Walton. Again, our final score here tonight, Oneonta 40, BG 6. We'll see you again on Thursday night for more high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.